Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 22, 2011. I'm Joe Underko. Today we'll once again look back at last week's games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this Saturday's contests. After four league games on October 15th, three-time defending conference champion Thomas More sits alone atop the PAC standings. The Saints remain perfect on the season as they averted an upset bid at St. Vincent with a 20-17 road victory. Thomas More is alone in first because Waynesburg, which also entered the weekend undefeated in league action, suffered its first PAC loss in a 22-20 Westminster victory. In other games, Bethany posted a 20-0 home shutout over Teal, while Geneva posted a 23-7 home win over Grove City under the lights in Beaver Falls. W&J had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to Geneva's Rocco Colavecchia, who posted 178 yards rushing and two TDs while completing a pair of passes and spending time at quarterback, running back, and receiver. Defensive laurels went to Teal junior defensive end Tim Taylor, who broke two school single-game records with 7.0 tackles for losses and 4.5 quarterback sacks at Bethany. Special teams recognition went to Bethany punter Stephen Amick for his 45.6-yard average on five punts, including three placed inside the 20 versus Teal. This weekend, Waynesburg is off, while four more league games kick off Saturday afternoon. 6-0 Thomas More puts its perfect mark on the line at the Bank of Kentucky Field at 1:30 p.m. when the Saints host 3-3 Bethany. Thomas More leads the Bison 4-2 in the all-time series and has posted three straight wins over Bethany, including a 48-14 decision in West Virginia last year. Bethany head coach Tim Weaver is excited at the opportunity for his team to face the nationally ranked Saints.
Yeah, I think our staff and our players are all very excited about this opportunity. I think everybody in our conference kind of points to getting to W&J and Thomas More's level. Coach Colbert didn't do me any favors. I'm sure he got those guys focused up because I'll tell you, St. Vincent did a great job against Thomas More, which is a double-edged sword, I think, for us. I'm sure it refocused Thomas More a little bit, but it also, you know, kind of laid out a little bit of a blueprint for how to keep it close and give yourself a chance to win.
It's homecoming weekend at Washington and Jefferson, where the 3-3 Presidents host 2-5 Geneva at Cameron Stadium at 2 p.m. W&J edged the Golden Tornadoes 22-16 in Beaver Falls in 2010, and Geneva has not defeated the Presidents since the 1983 season. Coming off a bye week, Washington and Jefferson head coach Mike Sirianni talks about his team's preparations heading into this weekend.
We've done everything the same. Obviously, we've concentrated on red zone offense and eliminating our turnovers, because those two things have absolutely killed us. I think we're 220th out of 230 Division III teams in turnovers. So we've really just worried about ourselves and let everything else in terms of the crowd and the homecoming fans take care of themselves.
Grove City returns home to Thorn Field for the first time in 28 days as the 0-6 Wolverines host 3-3 St. Vincent with a 1:30 p.m. kickoff. GCC has won three of the four meetings since St. Vincent reinstated football in 2007, but the Bearcats were victorious a year ago with a 42-17 decision in Latrobe. Grove City head coach Chris Smith previews the matchup.
Very good balance and at the same time very good players. So, you know, they will make it a run-pass day. They'll throw it down the field. They'll throw some short ones. The quarterback is very, very strong-armed quarterback, perhaps the strongest arm in the conference. And so, you know, we're going to have to be ready for that. You know, we have to, you know, keep the ball in front of us. A big key will be not allowing them to have big plays.
Finally, local rivals face off when 0-6 Teal hosts 4-2 Westminster at Alumni Stadium in Greenville at 1:30 p.m. It is the 72nd all-time meeting in the series, which dates back to 1894. Westminster blanked the Tomcats 35-0 in the Titans' first-ever home-night football game last season. However, Teal has captured four of the last seven meetings between the two programs. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. A reminder, you can always find the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow the PAC on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the conference website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.